Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. It says in the Torah in Bereishis Perek Tes Pasuk Chaf to Chaf Zayin. Vayachal Noach Adama veYitakarim veYesh Menayin veYishkar veYisgal b'Soch Allah. We know the story of Noach. He became drunk, and Shem and Yafes covered him, and Noah and Ham did something else. Noah gets up. He realized what his young son had done to him. They're various opinions, but whatever it wasn't nice. And he said, "Aru Kenan Eved Avadim Yelechav." He said that Kenan is cursed. He should be a slave. So the discussion is about slavery. Is slavery a good thing, or is slavery a bad thing? Is slavery a lechatchila, or is slavery a b'diavad? Noach curses Ham that he and his descendants should be slaves. Rabbi Yoel Schwartz, who's a very well-known mechaber here in Eretz Yisrael, has written probably over 100 books. They're very small, but there are many of them. He writes about the African slaves. Kill us ha'avdus l'vnei Cham b'nei Africa, he kill us netzach. He says this is an eternal curse, and even today that many of the slaves have been freed, many of them are still of the b'nei Cham are still slaves, Saudi Arabia and other places. And even if they're not slaves, then they still do blue collar labor, working for the b'nei Cham and the b'nei Yefes. So Rabbi Schwartz wants to say that this is not a klala, stam, a punishment. Noach understood that the tikkun for Bnei Cham is to subordinate him under his brothers, and then he'll be mushba l'tova. So he thinks that this is a good thing. It's for all the generations, this curse. And keep it up. That's their tikkun. It says in the Sefer Artis Achaim, these are all brought by Rabbi Chaim Rappaport, who's a Lubavitcher rabbi in London. He brings this in the Kovetz Ha'aris, which is a kuntres that comes out from time to time from the Chabad Rabbanim and Talmidim. The Sefer Artis Achaim, which is written by Rav Duber Schwartz, Brooklyn, in the year Tavshin and Beis, and Mareches Gedolim Osmem. He writes, Bishnas Tavresh Chaf Aleph, Kasher Rasha Haaretz Artes Habris Al Dvar Shichra Avodim, in the year 1861, when America was shaking because of this matter of the freeing of the slaves, began parts of Melchemes Ezrachim, civil war, Bilaz, civil war, he writes it in Hebrew. Samach Yud Vav Vav Yud Lamed Vav Vav Aleph Resh, civil war. There was a civil war, and one Shabbos there was a certain Rav who said it's Russia, and he was Mevar Al Pidas HaTar HaKadosha. There's no Isser to be Machzik B'nei Kush L'mishu Abadim, to have slaves. In 1861, when an American rabbi is getting up and he's saying, Rabbi Say, we're allowed to have slaves, Al Pitanach they have a din of slaves, you don't have to fight against it. And the Mechaber adds in a footnote that when the President of the United States, Mr. John F. Kennedy, whose parents named him after an airport, freed the blacks, they were no longer slaves, but there was definitely a civil rights movement. The Rav HaKadosh Rav Moshe Yitzchak Gewirtzman of Shvarsk, who was called the famous Rav Itzchakol Mipshavarsk, Zechat Tzadik Livracha, he said that when Mr. Abraham Lincoln, the President of the United States, was killed, Rav Yecheskel Mishinava said that this was a punishment because he freed the slaves. And he shouldn't have done that. That wasn't his place. Neira Nairois. That was what this Rav said. It's a Klilas Netzach. You're not allowed to do it. You're going against the Torah. Rambam writes in Pilchot Hilchmat Nesaniyim Perek Yud Halacha Yud Zayin Sibu Chacham Mishu B'nei Beis V'Shaladim Anim V'Yisomim M'Kom Avodim Mutav Lo Shad Ashtamish B'Elu V'Yu V'Hanu B'nei Avri Yitzuk V'Yankiv M'Nechasev Lo'inu B'nei Zeracham. The people in your house should be poor, they should be Yisomim and not Avodim. Better use the Yisomim, better the Yisomim serve you, and they should get Hana and benefit from you than B'nei Zeracham. The person's increasing slaves, he's increasing sin in the world. So the Rambam seems to say that Stam Avadim Kenanim are Mizeracham. So Yecheskel Mishineva understood that the slaves were, when it says in the Torah, Aru Kenan, Eved Avadim, Yael Echav. So, we assume that Kenan, that the Stam Evadim Kenanim, are Mizeracham, are black. That's how we get to black in Avadim. Because Kenan was cursed. And we assume that all of his descendants, whenever you have a black person, we assume that he comes from Canaan and Ham. And Mimela, these Avmorim held that it isn't a good idea to free the slaves, because when we do, we're going against what it says in the Torah. And Rashi in the Chumash already explains why he cursed Canaan, why he didn't curse Ham directly. Because he said that you caused me that I'm not going to have a fourth child, because you castrated me, so your fourth child should be cursed, he should be an abbot. So Stam Avadim Kenanim are from Kenan and from Cham. And that they understood that Noach killed, cursed him forever. It's mefurish in the Marbanel, Noach Beruach HaKodesh Ra Kol Asher Roi Elios Al Kenan Mea Abdus Vachna Amar Aru Kenan Eved Avadim Yael Echav Kolor Mashiach Tadir Eved. And then we're skipping a little bit. Tamid Yia Kenan Eved Lamo Lo Yetzei Chofshi. So he's understanding that that's their job forever. Always. And like we said before, that's their tikkun. Every onish in the Torah is not just God taking revenge. There's a tikkun. Rabbi now writes in Bereishis Yud Aleph Chum Haya Amora Alechayim Abehemim Lechein Ras Eres Avi Velochas Al Kavodo. So he, Chum, was an animalistic person. And why is he supposed to be an Eved? Ki Achayim Behemim Ovdim Lechayim Anoim Venichnaim Lechayim Asichlim. So he's called Kenan because the animal is supposed to be Nichna. Kenan is Milashon to subordinate himself to the better life. And Mamela, that's his job. And Cham is because he's Cham, he's hot with taivas. And he said, until today, they have to be under the subordinacy of people who are more civilized. So this is very liberal and democratic. What would Obama say? Lubavitcher Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Shabbos Parshas Shlach, in the year Tavshin Mem, 1980, Sichos Kodesh. You can find the Sichos Kodesh on HebrewBooks.org. Spoke about the importance of calling children with Jewish names, and he said, therefore, He said it in Yiddish, so I'll read it in Yiddish. And I'll tell you what it means if you don't understand. Darf men sich mishtadel sein, as mizol der Herren, as dem Namen von Aiden, as das is a idischer Namen, was telt im ois von Agoi, that the names we should give our children should be Jewish names that separate us from Goyim. Der id darf heisen Avram, a Jew should be called Avram, nicht Ibrahim, wie ein Araber, wird es angerufen. You should call him Avram, not Ibrahim, like an Arab is called. Und euch nicht Abraham, auf Englisch, wie es hat geheißen, der von der Chassidei Umas Ha'olam, von Medina Zu, was hat ausgelesen, der Avodim, warum chotsch es von Chassidei Umas Ha'olam, und der Rambam sagt, dass Chassidei Umas Ha'olam, haben achelek la'olam habo, als aber in Ganzen nicht gleich zu Aiden. That's the niggun that the Rebbe used to speak with. So, there was, you call your son Abraham, like Abraham Lincoln, who was Mechassidei Umas Ha'olam, because he freed the slaves. Chassidei Umas Ha'olam. The Rambam was in favor of Abraham Lincoln. He freed the slaves, but he said at the end of the day, Chassidei Umas Ha'olam, like a Valdik, they got Olam Haba, but now they're still not a Jew. Don't call your son Abraham, call him Avram. Und die Nicht-Gleichkeit darf sein Nicker in allen Jannen von dem Eden, bis euch in sein Namen, als heißt Avram, nicht Abraham, Yitzchak und nicht Isaac, Chodsch, das ist euch Kinui, Yankov und nicht Jack, wie heißt es? So he says, call your sons Avram and not Abraham, Yitzchak and not Isaac, even though Isaac is just a nickname. Call him, we mentioned before, there's been Rav Yitzchak Mipshivorsk, I think they called him Rav Isaacal. There were many tzaddikim over the generations, many people called Isaac. The Rebbe says, call your son Yitzchak. Yitzchak is in the Torah, not Isaac. So anyway, the Rebbe seemed to understand that he was, that he was Mechassidei Umas Ha'olam. It was a good thing that he freed the slaves. We're not in favor of slavery. Maybe we can explain this based on a more litvish source, the Hamek Dover of the Netziv of Elazhin, or the Elazhin Rosh Hashiva, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Hei. Eved Avadim, Be'emes Kam Yuzer Hashem Yafes Nimkru Kamal Avadim, Od Nishpo B'mucham V'chadoim, V'chein Lehefech Lekol B'nei Kananim Avadim. He says, listen, Shem and Yafes were also taken as Avadim. And not everybody in Canaan was taken as an Eved. So he says, you know the difference between Shem and Yefes and Cham is, if you come from Cham, so it's in your nature, you could be an Eved. If you come from Shem and Yefes, no, it's not your nature. Your nature is to be a free person, and therefore they're called Eved Avadim. They have to be slaves, that's their nature, and that's why every slave is called an Eved Kenaini. Why you can't have a slave from another nation? The answer is they're Shpitz Avadim. They're most Mesugal for this, even though you can have slaves from other nations as well. Doesn't mean there's a mitzvah to be Meshavi them, it just means that they're Mesugal to be Avadim. Rav Hirsch and his parish on Shmos, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Mem Dalet writes, V'chol Eved Ish Meknat Kesef Mikan Shatora Menicha Ki Gam Ba'am Sheze Ata Yatsa Me'avdut L'Chirut Yamshich Letkayem Kinyan Guf Ba'avadim Sheniknu B'chutz La'aretz. L'Shem Avanat Uvda Zu Suma Leinu Layen B'tnai Areka. He says, how are we going to understand this idea of Avdus? He says, we have to look at the background. A Jew can't turn a person into a slave. רק בני אדם שהיו עבדים בהתאם למשפט העמים המקובל, אותם יכול היה להפוך לרכושו על ידי קנייתם. אולם הרבתו לרכוש יהודי הייתה הצלתו היחידה של האדם אשר חוק העמים מקובל הטביע עליו תו עבדות. הניסיונות המעציבים של ימינו אנו, המאבק על העבדים בארצות הברית ומרד הכושים בג'מייקה בשנת תרכ"ה, מוכיחים מהאומלל המופקר הוא עבד בין שנשלו זכויותיו בידי משפט עמים ומקובל, בין שזכה לשוויון זכויות, אבל עדיין מכירים אותו בכל מקום כעבד או כמי שהיה עבד. בית בית היהודי היה לו למקלט. שם הגן עליו החוק מפני התעללות ואם רצה ואין למת בחשיבותו של דבר זה, הצטרף אל ברית השם עם ישראל יחד עם אדוניו. So what the first says in his Ma'arich, we're not going to read the whole section, passage, you can read it yourself, he says, we're saving him. We were talking about a person who anyway was an Eved, and then when he becomes a slave in a Jewish home, we treat him very, very nicely. He's one of the family. He works, but he also has much better treatment than he would by the Goyim. So we're saving him. Rav Amiel, in his Lenavuche at Kufa, Pirkei Estaklus b'Mehus Hayadus, written in 1943 in the 29th chapter of the Parashas Avodim Shebetorah, writes that Mitzvah Savodim he b'chlal osan Mitzvah Shakol Modimim Shebosein Likvak Likivun Shlili Lahagvil Litzamsein Ar Kamisha Efsha. In other words, he says we have to have Avodim b'seder, but we shouldn't have too much of it. We should try to limit it as much as possible. Like Yifas Tohar, it was only written Keneged the Yetzahara. And you see that the Gemara, for example, might say Rav Gamliel Shasima Sein Abdo, and he was Samech Simcha Gedola, because he can send him Lecheirus Bavakama in Daladam at Beis. And Rabbi Elazar was Meshachar his Eved, and he was happy. He could be Mitzarif into a minion. So Rav Amiel understands that it should be limited. Rav Chaim Zimmerman, a great Gaon from Chicago, used to have a kuntres called Hakerem, put out a number of volumes. He used to have a column in the Jewish press. He was a big Talmud Chacham. This is in 1978, Shvat Adar, on page 16. בתחילה היו עבדים בעולם, אחר מסתלקו עבדים, מסתל הקניין שעבדים משמשים את האדם, ואחר מי היה משמש את האדם הבהמה. עכשיו מי משמש את האדם המכונה. הכל הולך באופן אוטומטי. Originally they were slaves, then they were animals, now they're machines. בתחילה היה אדם חשוב, אדם היה מטרגל יוסי או יונה. Was on a higher level, and therefore he should be served by people. The Chafetz Chaim, the Maharal Miprag, Shimon Bar Yochai, Moshe Rabbeinu. They deserve to have avadim. But when man's not in that madrega, he doesn't deserve to have people serving him. Now he has machines serving him. This is in our generation, with all the drugs and all the permissiveness. No way. So also, he says, we're not really right to have avadim anymore. Rabbi Rabinovich, who's the Rosh Yeshiva in Ma'aleh Adumim, he also, not surprisingly, takes the side that Avdus is not the ideal. Chotamo shel Adam HaRishon, Surat Adam HaMinita, Sheva Adam Hu Adam, Uva Meshutafim Kol B'nei Adam, El Shel Kilkulu Et Maasehem, V'Sheyavdu Ish B'Chavero, V'Efridu B'Bnei Adam, B'Nei Adam, V'Nim Moshlim Bam. So he says that man is really man. We all have something in common, but then we started enslaving each other. But really, we have no right to enslave each other. Why is one person better than the other? But the Torah understood that it's not going to work to completely forbid avdus. So therefore, they try to minimize it as much as possible. Because what are they going to do? People need someone to serve them. So we need to have avadim. But the Torah says, all right, we have to at least make it part of the law and make sure that you treat your slave properly. When a person hits a slave, then he dies, so he's punished, he's not allowed to kill his slave. Shabbos, You're not allowed to make him work. By the Goyim, you could kill your slaves. We have to treat them nicely, and you're not allowed to knock out their, you know, they're still slaves. They're not, you don't treat them like the God Lador just walked in your house. But it's regulated by the Torah, and they can go free in certain instances, and they shouldn't be abused. So the Torah wanted to regulate it so that ultimately, claims Rabbi Rabinovich, it should be abolished. So these are some thoughts on the idea of slavery. And we know about the Torah that Ruched Archeinoam Mechon Nasiva Seah Shalom, and nobody holds that slavery is just to make people's lives miserable. Either it's going to be a tikkun for them, or it's not ideal, and the Torah was just trying to minimize it as much as possible. However you look at it, it's definitely an interesting topic to think about, to try to understand, and we should be zocheh taka to a day where everybody reaches their full tikkun. Simchas olam al rosheinu b'vias ashir tzidkeinu b'binyan habayis. And Bim Herav Yomeinu, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friend.